dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all know, as we discussed yesterday, the offensive line will continue to be a huge story heading into the start of the season. And yesterday, Joe Tooney got that extension. And we kind of went back and forth about what you would have been okay with contract-wise for Tooney versus maybe giving Trey Smith a long-term deal. And then there were some numbers that the 33rd team put out. It just puts in a perspective of the offensive line issue of last year and how targeted it really was, as in left tackle. And you're like, well, duh. But here's the numbers. Every offensive lineman that played 1,000 snaps and allowed one or none sacks. So one or no sacks in 2024. And there's a list of, 10 linemen? The Chiefs have three of them. Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, and Joe Tooney. Obviously, Tooney's not around anymore. But other names, Chris Lindstrom, Sam Cosmi, Penei Sewell, Quinn Miners, Jake Brendel. There's a list of about 10 of them. Okay,
and the Chiefs had 30%.
So this idea, and two of them, and two of them are still on the roster. Your center and your right guard. So if we talk about the offensive line, like everybody, it was not an entire offensive line problem. But when you don't have a left tackle, we all saw what happened, and that's why the Chiefs went out and signed Jalen Moore. They went out and spent their first round draft pick on a potential left tackle of the future as well.
I saw some reporting that's saying he's going to have a good chance to compete for the starting role in camp, and I'm interested in that. We'll see. I think that that's too early to be saying that on May 21st when he can't even do the full breadth of the workout yet in order to do it. I looked at that stat, and I was like, my God. Like, how bad was left tackle play? Like, I don't want to go back through gold and only watch the left tackle for 20 games last year, including the Super Bowl. But is there any way at this point to assume that this is strictly only a left tackle problem, and otherwise they would have had one of the 5 to 7 best offensive lines in football? They had three guys who didn't even give up a sack. Now, Mahomes helps the numbers, admittedly. I think Mahomes does some sack prevention, admittedly. But still, I can't believe they got three guys on the list and we still walked out of a year gold thinking the offensive line stunk.
Yeah, but my only thing would be, as much as the numbers would say, oh, it was a left tackle problem last year, and it was. This year, though, you have a question at left tackle still, and you have a new question at left guard. And that's going to be something that we also have to watch. As much as we're saying, is it Jalen Moore, Josh Simmons? Is it Caliendo? Is it Kingsley? You know you're not getting all pro play from Joe. You don't have Joe Tooney anymore. Okay,
you're probably not going to get zero sacks given up.
You don't need all pro play at left guard. That's okay if your left tackle play is elevated. But you are weaker heading into the season in general still on paper on the left side than you were potentially last year at guard, no doubt. Like, that's a given.
Yeah.
So how much of an increase can you get at left tackle to where you can handle average or above average left guard play if I tell you you're getting average or above average left tackle play? And ultimately, you hope if it's Josh Simmons, you draft him in the first round, that he ends up providing you much better than just average left tackle play. You're hoping this guy could be a stud and one of the better top 10, 15 tackles in football, not maybe in his rookie season, because I'm still not convinced that he's going to play his rookie season. We'll see. I will gladly be wrong on that. I'm just very skeptical that he's actually starting week one for the Chiefs.
Yeah, no reason not to be worried about it. I mean, obviously, you and I for the same reasons. Like, until he can actually practice, like, be on a football field, do all the stuff, I'm not going to get my hopes up. I told you that if he's healthy in the way that they're saying he's healthy, and he's ready to compete day one of training camp, then he should have an equal shot at winning the job over Jalen Moore from day one. Because he should be, on paper, hypothetically, the better of the options. Moore's a career backup. You just spent a first-round pick on this guy. Everyone's trying to tell me, including the Chiefs, that he would have been a top 15 pick if it hadn't been for the injury that set him back in that regard. So everything kind of just in between and that kind of making a difference. So yeah, I don't overly worry. I guess I don't overly worry about that competition gold until we get a little bit closer to it.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.